Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back to Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. My name is Adam Cheek. I'm here with you on this Monday afternoon here in Richmond, Virginia. And I am joined on the phone line by Bobby Dotter, who is the co-owner of SS Greenlight Racing. And just got your first win as a team on Saturday. Just starting off, first of all, thank you so much for calling in. And what was getting that victory like on Saturday with Cole Custer?
That was just unbelievable. You know, I've been doing this a long time on the owner side. And, you know, we've always brought a lot of rookie drivers and up-and-coming drivers like Joe Graff along. And, you know, you show up more times than not thinking that you stand a chance to even run for the win, that you're just looking for a good, solid top 10 finish. So to go get a few races this year with a driver like Cole and then later in the year with Briscoe, that we're going with the idea of let's try to contend, and for it to all come together on the first one like that was just unbelievable for, you know, SS Greenlight Racing with Jeff Lefcourt. I mean, just a lot of people have pitched in this year to get us up to the level where we can make something like this happen.
Well, and also you raced in Xfinity and Truck Series for a long time, in the 90s and the 2000s. You made nearly 300 starts across both series. How has your relationship with the Xfinity Series been, you know, for 30 years and to break through with this win and get a win yourself back in the 90s? What did that mean to you?
Well, for the most part, the owner side of it, in all honesty, is not nearly as much fun as the driving side of it. So now that I got a taste of victory in the owner side of it, it's actually making me feel a little bit better about it. I mean, it's, you know, that win when I was driving or whatever, that's something that I'll never replicate again. But this is real close to it. I mean, it was something that a year or two ago didn't feel like was ever going to happen in my owning career. And for it to come through this early in the season with a few more opportunities. And again, the whole process is to make our team better for Joe Graff. I mean, this whole thing is because of the Graff family and Jeff Lefcourt, a friend of the family, jumped in this year. And we're just trying to get our equipment, our team, everything up to the level that hopefully by the end of the season, Joe was able to go out there and kind of do the same thing and contend for top tens and top fives.
Well, and you made the transition kind of to owner driver in the 90s. How did you manage that balance of doing both things from the 90s into the 2000s and eventually transitioning right into the owner role?
Well, unfortunately, it became a necessity when, you know, I just got to be in my 40s and was having no luck whatsoever finding any sponsorship. And when I was trying to race without sponsorship, we just kept running further back and further back, and just finally got to the point that I said, I'd rather put someone else in that can bring some funding with them than I would be out there puttering around the back. So we started doing that, and I've just been very lucky and successful to have a lot of good drivers through the years and a lot of different sponsors that have pitched in to keep the team operating, because I'm not a rich guy and never try to tell people I am. So this team has to operate on what comes in the door from the sponsors and drivers, and been very fortunate to be able to keep it alive this long and, you know, get to where we're at.
We're joined by Bobby Dotter, the co-owner of SS Greenlight Racing, a team that got its first win on Saturday at Fontana with Cole Custer. And I wanted to ask about that because you mentioned Briscoe as well. How did your partnerships with these couple of Stuart Haas drivers come around, particularly Custer, to eventually bring about that win at Fontana on Saturday?
Well, it's been a process for sure. Like about 5 years ago, Joe Custer approached me and asked me, he was looking for a smaller team that needed was interested in flying to and from the track, maybe possibly with them. They only had X number of seats, and we fit that void, that spot. So we developed a relationship where we fly to all the races with them. And a couple of years later, then he come to me and said, what are you doing for pit crews? You know, we might have some pit crews we can, you know, there are development stuff. We're trying to bring them along. But so we started getting pit crews from them. And then last fall, when we talked about what we were going to do to get a, become a better team this year, he threw out the idea of an alliance and, you know, building us some new cars and giving us some technology. And then after we kind of got the ball rolling on all that, it just came up about, well, you know, with your other car, we could still keep Joe running, but we can go ahead and put, you know, Cole in for a few races and Briscoe in for a race and just kind of get a benchmark for where the equipment is and what we're doing and try to make the team just a stronger team. So, I mean, I owe a lot to Joe Custer on that. He really has brought us along. Stuart Haas Racing has done so much for us. And like I said, it's all for the ultimate goal of Joe Graff and trying to make him a better driver and get him running better.
Well, and you guys have had relationships with a bunch of drivers over the years, several years with Ray Black Jr., a few races with Todd Bodine here and there, and with Todd especially, a Truck Series champion in his own right. What did he bring to the team experience, or any of these drivers, what did they bring to the team experience-wise and anything that propelled you guys forward?
Well, Todd had a lot of knowledge, that's for sure, but he had been in trucks for a long time, so the cars were a little bit of a change for him, and we were trying to do it again, underfunded and stuff, so I don't think we got the results that hopefully he's going to get when he does these truck races coming up here. You know, I think he stands a great chance of going out there and running right up front again. He's got the desire, he's got the ability, and he certainly has knowledge. So, but those type of people that have throughout the years driven for us, they all do bring something to the table, and we try to learn from it and try to become a better team. And, you know, unfortunately, some of it comes down to that bottom dollar, though. If you don't have the A motors and if you don't have the trick new body of the, you know, the year or whatever, and we're historically running older stuff and, you know, not, I own a lot of the engines we've run in the past and stuff. So we really took a major step forward this year with, we're not cutting any shortcuts. We've got the new cars. We've got the A motors, Roush, Yates, Ford. Oh my God. To go get a win with them right off the bat. You know, they've given us the absolute best stuff they can. So it's, everything's been great for us so far.
And in the past, you've, now I did a little bit of racing reference research as well. You guys have fielded Sheldon Creed, Ross Chastain, these guys who have gone on to, you know, Sheldon Creed winning the Truck Series Championship, Ross Chastain coming close to that and being in a cup ride now. What's it meant to you to see these guys, you know, that you fielded at one point move on up through the ranks of NASCAR?
That does give that as the owner side of it, where I told you it's not quite as enjoyable as the driver side. But that part is, I mean, see what Ross has went on to do. You know, he was one of the first ones to come to congratulate me after the race in person. Last year, we were kind of having some trouble at the road course. It was raining. Joe hadn't never run in the rain. We were in a situation that he wasn't feeling great. So Ross jumped in the car with no practice and went out there and qualified second for us. So he's come to, you know, come out to help me when I needed it. And he was a total rookie when he came to drive for me. He got, you know, I think, a third-place finish at Bristol. He showed some real potential, and Brad Keselowski picked him up, took him to his team. And I always knew that's what our team has been for years, is a stepping stone, and I love to see when our guys can, you know, move up the ladder.
And I have to ask about Saturday as well, with how long that race went, how there were so many cautions near the end of it, the red flag when Brandon Jones hit the tire barriers at the end of pit road. How nerve-wracking was, after Cole had looked strong all day, what were your nerves like at that point, and what was your feeling right after, right when you saw he was going to get the checkered flag?
Well, really, it was doing really good with it, and everything was like, I just kept feeling good that he just could pull him off the restarts and everything. Well, when that yellow come out, I thought the race was actually over. So I was kind of in my head already celebrating. And then I find out that we didn't get to the line in time. So they had to go back and red flag. And we had all that time to think about it. So through that time, then you're sitting there saying, oh my God, Alfredo, the 23, he's got fresher tires than us. And he's kind of come through the pack in a pretty big hurry here. I hope he's, you know, I hope we can hold him off for that last lap. So, but Cole is just unbelievable. What Cole Custer did in that car, we had some really rough pit stops and give up spots almost every time, and he wouldn't get upset. He'd just drive back to the front, and, you know, all those restarts, I mean, whereas we're nervous wrecks in the pits, he's just going out there and just hitting his marks and doing what he needs to every time. So I just can't say enough about Cole Custer. He is just cool cucumber out there and really, really, you know, did a heck of a job for us.
And finally, I have to ask, just as a whole, your experience driving Xfinity cars, a couple different generations of them, the trucks, how has that translated into being an owner in both series at different points in time? Does that translate at all to any advice you give the crews or the drivers, or how has that, you know, made the jump into your career as an owner?
Well, the drivers, I think, is anywhere I do. And again, I try not to be one of them guys that's always like, well, when I did it, it was this or that, because everything's different. I understand that. But sometimes when it's stuff like a road course, we go with a rookie driver to a road course, I'll share with them an experience of when I went to Laguna Seca in a Winston West. And I went there feeling pretty good because I had run the Busch races at Watkins Glen and that. Well, I get there and I didn't know what a real road course was till I showed up there. And there's 25 cars there or whatever, and here I qualify like 20th. I'm almost embarrassed. Well, all I did was just stay on the track, ride around all day, not break my stuff. And the yellow comes out near the end, and my crew chief's like, slow down. The pace car wants to pick you up. I said, I'm trying to catch the leader. He says, you are the leader. And I ended up winning the race. So it was unbelievable because we were not the fastest car. The track was very, very tricky for me. And yet by just trying to stay on the track, not break my stuff, I ended up getting a win out of it. So that's the kind of advice I give them, not how they can go fast or win races or win bowls, because I didn't do a ton of that myself. I've always raced on a budget, always had to worry about my equipment. And, you know, I just try to help the rookies, especially with some good advice, what might make them a better driver down the road.
Well, Bobby, is there anything else I didn't touch on that you wanted to talk about with Saturday's race? I feel like I'm missing something, but I wanted to ask you.
No, like I said, I just can't thank everyone enough. Ford, Stuart Haas, and the Graffs especially. None of this would have been possible without any of them. And I got a great crew. We got a new crew chief mid-season last year, Joe Williams, and he's really been an asset to us. So we just got a lot of things going in the right direction. And, you know, we're 7th in owner points, 20th in driver points. So last year we were like 33rd or something. So we've come a long way in a short time, and hopefully we can just keep the forward progress.
Oh, and one more thing I had to ask about, because there's the famous video of you during the ARCA race in 1989 where your car caught fire and you ended up getting on the roof and rolling off of it to avoid the flames. I'm just curious what that situation was like.
Well, you know, things were a lot different back then, and we had a shifter boot that was rubber, you know, a Hurst shifter boot rubber that was like huge. I mean, just huge to cover the shifter hole. And the minute the fire started, it burnt, melted that. So the fire was coming through that hole and just going across my face like a chimney, kind of out the window.
Oh, God.
So honestly, I didn't think about like fire extinguishers, which they were very small back then. All I thought about was getting out because the suspension was broke. I couldn't steer it. The brake line was broke. I couldn't brake it. So I'm unbuckling. I'm going ahead. I'm halfway jumped out, like you said. And I see I'm still going to hit the inside wall yet. So I had to jump back in, and obviously not buckled in or nothing. When I hit the inside wall, I think that's when I hurt myself the most, basically, because I wasn't buckled in. Then still going probably 50 to 70 miles an hour or something, and I do jump out and tumble like a stuntman. And so it was an experience. And, you know, everything, I don't want to say happens for a reason, but I had one of the best rides of my career lined up starting right after that Daytona race. So when the burn happened and I went in the hospital and they're like, well, you're going to be in here for this long. And I'm like, there's a race in 30 days. I'm going to be out of here in 30 days. I got to go run that race. And they're like, I don't think you. I said, no, you don't understand. I am. And I did. I worked as hard as I could. Didn't take, you know, a lot of the painkillers. So I was eligible for release. And
wow.
I was at Pensacola for the first race of the year there. And it just, it helped me get through the whole thing to where I never even thought about the burns or any of it. I just went on knowing, man, I got to go racing this year. This is my best opportunity. If I'm ever going to make it to the Busch Series, I got to go have a good year this year in the All-Pro Series. And it all worked out, and I did. And that car owner stuck with me for, like, you know, 5 to 6 years, and we got to DeWalt Tools and got to really contending for stuff. So it's a good career. I've got no regrets.
Wow. Well, Bobby, thank you so much for jumping on here. I really appreciate it. And best of luck to you guys this season. It was great to chat with you, man.
Yeah, it was really good to chat. I just want to thank you for having me, and hopefully maybe we'll have something to talk about later this year. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.